5:15 here at CKUT 90.3 FM, and you're listening to Open Conspiracy. This next segment is produced by CLAC, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal. On January 24th, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence hosted a public assembly which focused on Canada's new anti-terrorism laws and their effects on immigrants and refugees. The Ontario Coalition Against Poverty sent a delegate to speak about specific cases of implications of the new anti-terrorism bills, both in Canada and the United States. The Ontario Coalition Against Poverty has long had links with CLAC, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal, and is now building a solid cross-country campaign to fight Canada's new anti-terrorism laws. Stephanie from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty speaks to these issues.
After September 11th, there were 800 people who were arrested and detained in Canada in order to be questioned on the basis of suspected terrorist activity. We don't know how many of those people are still sitting in detention. Many of them have, we do know, been held in a jail in Toronto called the Metro West Detention Center. And those people, largely of Arabic descent, are being held, have been held in solitary confinement. And they're having their hearings taking place within their cells. When they go to meet their lawyers, when they finally do get access to legal counsel, they're strip searched on the way to and on the way from every single time. This eats into the amount of time that their lawyers are actually even able to meet with them. And we know that there have been deportations taking place straight out of those cells from inside of this jail in Toronto. Likewise, in the United States, after September 11th, there were more than 1,000 people picked up and detained on the grounds of investigation into alleged terrorist activity. And OCAP came into contact with what we know now as the only Canadian citizen, that we've been made aware of, detained in such a way in the U.S. Shakir Bullock's wife came to OCAP and also to comrades of ours in New York, letting us know that shortly after September 11th, her husband had disappeared. She hadn't heard from him in 6 weeks, had no idea where he was, and wanted, you know, action of some sort to be taken on this. She had no idea what to do. And OCAP wrote a letter to the Department of Foreign Affairs, you know, demanding that, as is their responsibility, they look into what was happening with a Canadian citizen in the United States. And as it turns out, the consulate hadn't acted on any of these sorts of queries until OCAP made the letter public. And within a day of this letter going public, the Canadian consulate went to the detention center in New York City where Shakir is being held and, you know, met with him, attempted to find out what was going on. He had been picked up about 10 days after September 11th and is actually still sitting in jail. So the Canadian consulate moved after this letter was made public, after the press picked up this story. But as things played out, the American government leaked another document saying Shakir had signed away his rights to consular intervention. Apparently the signature on this piece of paper is barely legible, but this document being made public then was supposed to, you know, waive the responsibility of the Canadian government and the Department of Foreign Affairs in this situation at all. So what has happened now is that Shakir actually has been charged, so he is now part of the criminal injustice system in the United States. He's still awaiting a full-fledged trial, and the Canadian consulate has once again backed off. The Canadian government has again backed off. They've done nothing to move this man out of what is a maximum security detention facility. Just to let people know, usually with immigration detainees, they're put into an immigration detention center. You're not put in shackles. You're not under 24-hour lights. You're not in solitary cells. You're certainly not taunted by American prison officials about your supposed connection with the bombings in New York City. and the Canadian government hasn't done anything to move him out of this facility, despite the fact that what he's being charged with is illegal entry into the U.S., and this is something that happens all the time. This is, you don't have the right paperwork, you went to find work. He was born in Pakistan, he's a doctor, he was seeking certification so he could practice medicine in North America. These kinds of border crossings happen all the time, but the Canadian government has, you know, taken its hands right off the situation. And another important factor in what we're really working to press on is they've done nothing to find out how many other Canadian citizens are jailed in this way. And that's, you know, that's clearly a responsibility of our government. To explain what OCAP is, it's an anti-poverty organization that's based in Toronto. It's been going for about 11 years, and for about four of those, we've been doing specifically immigration work. It's a combination of helping people deal with the legal tangles of filing refugee claims or humanitarian and compassionate claims, but we also tag team that with direct action. And we've worked with over 50 families in those 4 years and have met with an extremely high degree of success. And what our success is based on is, it doesn't take that much to force an official in the immigration system to have to deal with this person, the claimant, as a person. So immigration, OCAP takes a group of people to whatever office, the enforcement center, the local immigration office, with a group of people, be they members of you know, various labor groups, be they people from the person's own community, and basically disrupt the workings of that office by being there with a large crowd of people and demand that we meet with a high up official in whatever office we're at, and that they sit down with the person whose case we're working on and tell them to their face, listen, it doesn't matter that you may face torture if you return to your country of origin. It doesn't matter that you might have to decide whether or not to take your child with you back to the country or potentially be separated from your child. I have the power to make that decision, and I'm going to make that decision, and I'm looking you in the face and telling you that. And you would be amazed, it's not amazing actually, that people have a really hard time dealing with that, you know, sense of personal responsibility. And that's the way that the system operates. You don't have to deal with people that are called illegals or people that are called refugee claimants as people. They're an ID number. They're, you know, a sometimes badly filed claim in the system. So OCAP turns that upside down and forces the bureaucracy to deal with people as people. In terms of the way that C-36 and C-35 and 42 are coming down in terms of immigration, there's $49 million that's been allocated to enforcement, border patrols. There's $4 million going into building new, larger, longer-term detention facilities. One of the things that is extremely concerning is that in coming into Canada, immigration never used to have the power to detain people immediately at the border. And now, if they do not believe that you are carrying valid paperwork, if they believe that your documentation is false, under this new legislation, they have the ability to detain you and your family for an indeterminate amount of time. And, you know, imagine this scenario. You're coming from, as many people do, a country like Somalia with no established government, certainly no passport offices where you can go and, you know, apply for the right paperwork, and you're forced, because of the rules, to enter into Canada to get some kind of documentation. That is found to be not true, you end up in jail. So that's one of the, you know, a very serious change that's going to affect a lot of people. In terms of the sorts of things that OCAP has seen after September 11th, like I said before, it's a heightening of the economic and racist thuggery that the government has long practiced. Somebody was referring earlier to visa requirements becoming harmonized with the United States, and there has always been a huge flow of migrant workers coming into Canada. The IMF estimates that $70 billion is sent by migrant workers home to their families in other countries, and you compare that dollar figure to the amount of foreign aid that gets distributed around the world, and I can tell you that it far surpasses it. But we've worked with refugees from, or people that are called illegals from countries such as those where people are fleeing very difficult economic conditions, and those are the kinds of people that are already starting to feel this crackdown. A woman named Brenda that we're working with from Grenada, she had this a scenario where immigration showed up at her door as well, and you're supposed to get written notification that immigration wants to remove you. And that paperwork was never sent to her, and the officials showed up. Finding Brenda not at home, they instead picked up her babysitter, a woman named Shirley Ann, who's been in Canada since she was 13. Shirley Ann was summarily arrested, detained, and within 10 days sent back to Grenada. So we're seeing a speed in terms of enforcement and, you know, the immigration procedure that we haven't seen before.
And that was the representative of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty at a CLAC organized conference last Thursday night here in Montreal. This radio segment was produced by CLAC, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence, for Open Conspiracy here on CKUT Radio Montreal. The next CLAC assembly is February 3rd at LIX, which is 182 St. Catherine East. For newcomers, there will be a welcoming session at 6 p.m. The regular assembly starts at 7. And if you want more information about the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, you can visit their website, www.ocap.ca. You can email them at ocap@tao.ca, and you can phone them at 416-530-1550. And if you want to get in touch with CLAC, you can visit CLAC on the net at www.quebec2001.net, and you can email us at clac@tao.ca, and our phone number is 514-409-2049. And keep your dial pointed here for the rest of Open Conspiracy on CKUT 90.3 FM.